Absolve me, fathers. It's a blessing to be here with you this evening, in person and of course virtually, with the blessings and prayers of the fathers. We welcome you all to the start of the holiest week of the entire liturgical year as we follow our Lord Jesus Christ in his footsteps toward the cross and onwards towards his glorious resurrection. The fathers have chosen for us this year a series entitled, I Am Who I Am. Of course, you may recall, I Am Who I Am was what was spoken by the Lord God to Moses the prophet in the burning bush passage when the Lord was sending Moses to save the Israelites from the bondage of slavery in Egypt. And Moses said to the Lord, when they asked me who has sent you, what shall I say? And the Lord said, I am who I am. So from the very beginning, the Lord is I am he, or I am who I am. And we'll meditate, God willing, through this series on the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, where he says, I am. This evening, we will meditate on the words of the Lord, I am the resurrection and the life. In John chapter 11, which was read actually for us this morning in the Liturgy of Lazarus Saturday, the words of the Lord to Martha, the sister of Mary and Lazarus, when the Lord came after Lazarus had died for 4 days, and the Lord says to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. Holy Week began this morning with Lazarus Saturday, the resurrection of Lazarus by our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, Holy Week ends or is crowned with the feast of resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as you know, the Lord Jesus Christ is the only one who rose from the dead by his own power and authority. The Lord says, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. He who believes in me, though he may die, shall live, can be taken with a spiritual meaning, meaning all of us who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we all fall. We all fall in sin, and we know that sin is spiritual death. But he shall live. The Lord has the power to restore us back to life when we repent faithfully and come back to him. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. We want to speak about resurrection and about life. Jesus Christ is life. Yes, Jesus Christ has life, but he is life. He is the author of life, the creator, the giver of life. So outside of the Lord, there is no life. There is no life, meaning there is only death. But one may say there are billions of people out there. They're not all believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. And they're living. So how can we say outside of Christ, there is no life? Yes, outside of Christ, there is no life, because those outside of Christ may be breathing and eating and drinking and walking and singing, and they do all this temporarily. And they don't do all this in a spirit of joy, peace, and love. But out of the abundance of the goodness and mercy and patience of the Lord, he is waiting for each of those who are outside of him to come back to him. Because so long as we are still living and breathing, then there's always an opportunity to come back to the Lord who is life. And those who come to him, believe in him, accept him, receive him, though they may die, they shall live. As for all of you, all of us who believe in Christ, though we may physically die, we have hope that we live with him forever. And you all, and we all sing at the end of the creed, this confirmation of our Christian hope. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. This is our hope. He is our hope because he is resurrection and he is life. And if we believe that he is resurrection and he is life, then this confirmation of our hope, the last statement in the creed, is basically saying we look forward to being with Jesus forever. But if we want to be with Jesus forever, of course we have to start now. We can't expect to live with him in the afterlife if we're not living close to him now. Because obviously if we believe in him and love him back for his love to us and his sacrifice, his life-giving death, then we ought to want to start that journey with him now. Because outside of him, there is no life. Life without Christ is death. Life without Christ is a miserable life. Life without Christ is death, is empty. Empty of meaning, without purpose, darkness, corruption, suffering. The stench of the odor of the corruption of death is horrible. However, life is full. Life is vibrant, full of meaning and purpose, joyful, active, bright, glorious. And Jesus Christ says, I am the resurrection and the life. So if I want meaning and purpose to my life, he is the meaning and he is the purpose. And if I'm experiencing signs of death from time to time spiritually because sin entered into my life through a temptation, separating me from life, he says, I am the resurrection. He's not just life, he's able to give life back to those who fall. A pure life, a holy life. Yes, we all can have a pure and holy life in the Lord, because he is the resurrection and the life. This is an important topic because it's actually a life and death topic. Life and death decisions we each have to make. And from the very beginning, it was about life and death. With Adam and Eve, they were living a glorious life, a full life, in need of nothing, sheltered by God's love and his loving care. By the envy of the devil, they fell in sin, disobeyed God, and they knew the consequence of their action would lead to separation from God and to death. But they had been created, as we all are created, to live forever. Because of the disobedience, sin entered into the world, and with it, corruption. And as is said in the Gregorian liturgy, mankind says, I plucked for myself the sentence of death, meaning by my own choice, I rightly received a death sentence. So what's the solution when we were created to live forever, but sin entered and we received the death sentence, no longer able to live with God forever, to enjoy his presence, love, and glory eternally? And you know the story. We know it now, but God knew it before creating us, that he would have to come empty himself and free us, save us from sin and from the consequence of sin, which is death. And he knew that that was the only solution. He accepted to die the most horrific death so that we can live eternally the most glorious life. He accepted to die so we can live forever. But we say we can live through forever. We can, but we have to choose to accept to live forever. We only can live forever if we accept the author of life himself. Life without Jesus is miserable. Life outside him is an existence. Perhaps it's too much to say it's a true life. But like we said, as long as we have breath, as long as we're alive, there's always a chance to come back and be healed and be forgiven by the great resurrected one who says, I am who I am. I am the resurrection and the life. And this is spiritual resurrection, is when I fall, I rise again for the Lord to heal me and forgive me. And after I have come and repented and partaken of the sacrament of confession, I need to take of his holy body and life-giving blood. As our priests say it at the end of the liturgy before communion, this is given for two things: the remission of sin and eternal life to those who partake of him. Remission of sin is, like we said, a spiritual resurrection, and eternal life to all who partake of him. The Lord says, I am the resurrection and the life. God willing, in a week we celebrate the great feast of resurrection, which crowns the feasts of the year. Our Lord rising from the dead on the third day. And we say he has not only risen from the dead, but he has raised us up with him. And what does this mean, he has raised us up with him? Raised us up with him, for all of us who have been baptized in his name. Our church is wonderful in that we baptize by immersion three times, reminding us that we are buried with him and we rise with him. So he has raised us up with him when we're baptized, and he renews the power of resurrection in each one of us when we partake of his risen body and blood in the sacrament of communion. He has raised us up with him. He has also raised us up with him, of course, in that he has given us the right to live eternally with him. So we have, through confession, regular repentance and confession and communion, we renew the power of the Lord's resurrection, and we need this power in our day-to-day life. Now let's talk about Christ's second coming, when he will come to judge the world and give everyone according to his deeds. In John chapter 5, the Lord says, the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. Two camps: those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and God forbid, those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. In the same chapter, John chapter 5, the Lord gives hope to all of us and says, the hour is coming when those who are dead will hear the voice of the Son of Man, and those who hear shall live. That means that verse that we're talking about, where he says those who hear shall live, is speaking to each of us. The hour is coming, and now is, when those who are dead in sin, shall hear the voice of the Son of Man and will come back to him and will live. But those who refuse to accept him, the hour is coming eventually when all will hear his voice and come forth. If we've stuck to him here, then it's not a frightful day, because those who have done good will be taken to eternal life. And this is, some people would say it's not fair that some go to heaven and some go to the other place. But in the parable of the rich man with Lazarus, you know what Abraham says to the rich man: son, remember that in your lifetime you received good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted and you are tormented. The resurrection of condemnation, God forbid, means to exist eternally absent from God. So those who persist and insist to refuse to accept him, they've made their decision to reject him here. So naturally, they cannot be with him in the afterlife. But those who accept God's will for them, carry their cross, will be comforted in the age to come. As the Lord said, he is now comforted. And very long time ago, we spoke about Moses, but Moses also said to the children of Israel about making a decision and that there's choice. He said, I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you to choose. He said, I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Then he counsels them, therefore choose life. It's a choice. Each of us has to choose life. Choose life, choose our Lord Jesus, choose his way, his life, and choose to accept to carry the cross in his footsteps. And don't worry, he's carrying the real cross that nobody else could carry. And the cross that he allows for each of us personally is designed individually because he knows what each of us can handle. And he would never give us more than what we can handle. As St. Paul affirms and tells us, that God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. Now let's hear quickly what four of the prophets say about resurrection. We'll just take a few quick verses and then we'll conclude. Hosea the prophet says, after 2 days he will revive us. On the third day he will raise us up that we may live in his sight. He will raise us up with him. Hosea also says this famous verse, O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? By the Lord's death and his resurrection, he conquered death eternally. Isaiah the prophet says, your dead shall live together with my dead body, they shall arise. And again, Isaiah reminds us of the price the Lord paid. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. It took a lot for us to be healed and to be resurrected. Isaiah again says, he will swallow death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. If you were with us this morning, if you heard online, I'm going to give a talk about the Lord. He rose in the Gospels. It's recorded 3 individuals were risen from the dead. And it's also recorded or inferred that the Lord wept 3 times. But the Lord will wipe away tears from all faces, as Isaiah says. And this reminds us of what we'll hear, God willing, in a week's time. In Bright Saturday, at the end of the book of Revelation, God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. No death, no sorrow, no crying, no tears. Ezekiel the prophet says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh, speaking about repentance or our spiritual resurrection. And of course, Ezekiel chapter 37, that is the first prophecy read in the general funeral service tomorrow after the liturgy, God willing, where the Lord shows Ezekiel dry bones and asks, can these bones live? And then commands Ezekiel to prophesy for the bones. O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. And breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Daniel the prophet says about Christ's second coming, I was watching in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man, coming with the clouds of heavens. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. Daniel again says, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake again, some to everlasting life, God willing, some to shame and everlasting contempt, God forbid. Exactly like what the Lord said in John 6, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. So let's just take a few quick points in summary. The Lord is the resurrection and the life. Without the Lord, I have no real meaningful life. There's a sense of emptiness. I can try and fill it with riches, with power, with all kinds of things, but there's still a sense of emptiness without the true life. So we have life and death decisions we make. Our choices in this life determine our future in the age to come. And as Moses tells us, choose life, and our Lord Jesus is life. Spiritual resurrection allows us to rise from our sins and repentance, and he is faithful, as you know, to heal and forgive. And his body and blood are given for the remission of sins, spiritual resurrection, and eternal life. And our Christian hope, we ought to say this more boldly at the end of the creed all together as a congregation. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come, meaning we look forward to our Lord who is the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life, the Lord says. And again, we declare, we look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. And we also say with John the Beloved, the words in the book of Revelation, Amen, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
My Lord Jesus, which was killed by the evil one. Blessed be the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the perfect Trinity. We worship him and glorify him.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespass as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not in temptation, deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, power, and glory forever. Amen. Him be Christos, Iisus ben Shois.
Ierini pasi. Ayo seder obyosan masyah manlal wahidu kalimat al-ab. الإله الذي قطع كل ربطات خطيئنا من قبل الله من قلسا محييا الذي نفخ فوق تلاميذ القديسين والصلاة والقرارهم to receive the Holy Spirit to send the remedar remitted to them and those which you retain shall be retained and أيضا يا سيدنا من قبل السكراتا أنت الذين يعملون في الكهنوت في كل زمان في كنيستك المقدسة أن يغفروا خطايا الأرض بتحل كل ربطات الظلم now also we ask and entreated goodness and love of mankind for your servants my father My brethren, my weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory, dispense unto us your mercy and lose every bond of our sins. If I have committed any sin against you knowingly or unknowingly through anguish of heart and deed and word from faint-heartedness, do a master who knows the weakness of one as a good and for not one, grant us the forgiveness of our sins, bless us, purify us, make us absolved and all your people absolved. Fill us with your fear and strengthen us unto your holy goodwill. For you are our God, the glory, the honor, the dominion, and the adoration, and you to your good of Father, Holy Spirit, the life giver. Who is of our instance, we do now to all times and out of the ages of all ages. Amen.
Rejoice and be glad, O city of Zion. Exult and rejoice, for behold, your king comes riding on a colt. Before him, the children praise, saying, Hosanna in the highest. This is the king of Israel. Sephatrik. فلما جاء ربنا يسوع المسيح إلى مدينة أورشليم لكمال كتب الأنبياء المختارين حمل الأطفال سعفا قائلين أصنع في الأعلى هذا هو ملك إسرائيل
Some spread their vestments on the road before him, that Jesus the Nazarene may walk on them. And the little one proclaim and say, Hosanna in the highest, this is the King of Israel. Can you come? حينئذ كملت اليوم النبوة والعظيمة من أفواه الأطفال الصغار أعلت سبحان والأطفال يصرخون قائلين أصنا في الأعالي هذا هو ملك إسرائيل. Then said David in the book of the Psalms, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord God, and the children praise him, saying, Hosanna in the highest, this is the King of Israel. لما دخل يسوع إلى أورشليم ارتجت المدينة كلها من أجل الجموع المحيطين به والأطفال يصيحون أصنا في الأعالي هذا هو ملك إسرائيل. Then the lawless Jews were filled with great jealousy and said unto our Lord Jesus saying, Let the little children stop saying, Hosanna in the highest, this is the King of Israel. فقال يسوع لليهود إذا سكت هؤلاء الصغار لصرخات الحجارة وسبحتني قائلة أصنا في الأعالي هذا هو ملك إسرائيل. In Oshie Volingoim, Mojio, Benchoi, Sisus Bechristus, if Shiri em, if not faith of Shechon, Eurosalim, Sotimon, Ovonainon, Kirialaison, Kirialaison, Kiria, Flogison, Emin is Moirois, Moirois, Timaton, Coni Evil Gombi is
Mopia Christos Penotti,
Emin as a show,
or on the Tirin, and the Korean Seven and Anticorean Canovan and Evolid Octeti Gombi on a Mesman and Pamahasha in Amin. Make us worthy, pray to you, thankfully, our Father, who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, power, and glory forever and ever.
Amen.